Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 11. We're going to be looking there at 11, verses 11 through 16 in this episode. Let me read those verses for us to get us started. "And I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be. But by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous. Now, if their transgression is riches for the world and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be? But I'm speaking to you who are Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my ministry, if somehow I might move to jealousy my fellow countrymen and save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the first piece of dough is holy, the lump is also, and if the root is holy, the branches are too." Okay, we're going to stop there. Let's go through and just make some observation about Paul's comments. He's cruising along in his discussion about how God is dealing with the remnant that remains of Israel. And then he asks another question. He said, did they stumble to the point that they fell, like as though they could not get back up? And Paul says, may it never be. Again, we have to keep reiterating, we have to hold ourselves in Paul's discussion and not let thoughts sneak in that aren't appropriate to understanding Paul's discussion. Paul is speaking specifically now about this remnant, about the part of Israel that God is going to save. He has already made it very clear that all of Israel is not part of the remnant. It is only a select few. And so he's narrowed and narrowed and narrowed. This started all the way back at the very beginning of chapter 9 when he just made the very clear statement that not all who are from Israel are Israel. So it's kind of a play on words. I don't think Paul is necessarily engaging in semantics to try to confuse us, but he's just saying clearly, not everybody who is Israel, according to God's promise to Israel, is the whole nation of Israel. Many of those people have already been destroyed. They've already died off. They don't remain. And so God is dealing with a specific group of people that remain now as a remnant of that whole part. So this is Paul's discussion. So he says, they haven't fell as though not to be able to get up, but their transgression has actually led to the salvation of the Gentiles in order to make them jealous. So God is going to use the coming in of the Gentiles in order to create jealousy in the hearts of the remnant that remains. So he goes on to say in verse 12 that if their transgression is riches for the world, meaning all those outside of Israel, i.e. the Gentile world, and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be? Very interesting word. We're going to look at it in more detail in the coming verses. This idea of fulfillment, we need to define that word. I'm going to just highlight it now, but we're going to get into it in more detail when we get over into the later verses of chapter 11 that become very crucial in understanding Paul's ultimate perspective on Israel and God's dealing with them. But this word fulfillment has to do with the idea of completion. It's not necessarily a numerical number more than it is an idea of something being filled up to its completeness. Okay. Now, verse 13, He says, but I am speaking to you who are Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, and I magnify my ministry. What is he saying? He's just simply saying, God called me to the Gentiles, to be an apostle to the Gentiles. He didn't call me to preach to the Jews. And he says that he's magnifying, he's elevating his ministry. He's saying, I am going to herald the gospel to the Gentiles so that I might move to jealousy some of my fellow countrymen and actually bring some of them to salvation. You hear this remnant language over and over in Paul, some, not all. Some. And so he's saying that he is very keen to continue on in his proclamation of the gospel and his whole ministry to the Gentiles so that he might actually move some of his countrymen to jealousy. And he goes on to say that if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be except life from the dead? You know, I read that earlier in preparation of this episode, and I immediately went back to Ezekiel and his vision of the dry bones. And it's that idea that this remnant of Israel was lying dormant. They had not come to life and faith in the message of Christ. But Paul says their reconciliation that's going to take place is going to be as though it's life from the dead. It's those dry bones. And Ezekiel spoke because God asked him, do you believe these dry bones can come to life? And Ezekiel said yes, and he prophesied, and the Lord spoke to him, and he began to see the sinew and the ligaments and the flesh and the muscles come on these bones, and they stood up as a great army. It's a prophetic vision of what God was going to do to bring from death to life those of the remnant of Israel. And then he ends this little section by saying, as an illustration, the first piece is holy, therefore the whole lump is also. And the root is holy, therefore the branches are too. This illustration is kind of a linking mechanism to launch us into verse 17 and following, because in these verses now, Paul's going to go into what has become a very famous paragraph in this chapter about those that were grafted in, the Gentiles, and how they were brought in as wild olive branches and grafted in to the original. Paul's simply saying that the truth is that the Gentiles were brought into this promise of God of salvation. And he's going to move into detail about that in verses 17 and following. So we'll take up that discussion in the next episode. So today, I pray you're encouraged by our study as we continue to unfold these truths that Paul's laying out for us in our understanding of God's dealing with the nation of Israel. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.